Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Happy February 3rd. Happy Friday, everybody. You got your host, James J. Maloff, here. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing all right. Warmer in here than I was out there.
Wow, it's warmer in your fridge than it is out there.
Yeah, well, good point. Good point.
Probably in your freezer.
It's a chilly one out there, everybody. Be warm. Take care of each other. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. We're going to get into a bunch of things this morning. We're going to kick things off in just a little bit with our National Day of Calendar. And then get into some other fun stuff here that I wanted to touch on this morning. We got to talk about what happened in Quebec. We have to talk about that. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, we have to.
That's coming up in just a little bit. What happens to our health when we work more than 40 hours a week? I want to touch on that. I also think this is a fun one. It could be mean, but I think it's actually going to be fun. Signs of, quote, signs of intelligence that don't actually mean you're smart. This is my wheelhouse. I've made a living off of this.
Little glimmers of hope.
Yes, yes. All those things are coming up for you. Of course, 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We'll celebrate for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then a little bit after that, after Melissa's News, we'll make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right, as long as you have not won anything in 30 days, and you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Looking forward to giving that away a little bit later.
That'll be awesome.
And 9 o'clock hour, got some entertainment news, good stories of the day, that ain't right stories. Got a doozy of a that ain't right story today for you. Cannot wait to get to that
one. Oh, boy.
I want to catch up with you in the United Way, Terry, but real quick, I did want to start our show on a really good story, and it's the best listeners in radio, in particular, Diane Blanchard, who has been very nice to us over the years.
Yeah, I know Diane.
Bringing us cookies and things. Thank you for continuing to announce birthdays and anniversaries. I enjoy listening to WFHR mostly mornings for many years ongoing. I feel blessed with having a local radio station with local news. Thank you. Thank you, Diane.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
That made my day yesterday.
Very nice.
I honestly needed a little pickup. Saw that. Between that and the amazing cookies, I felt a little better. A little more sugar in me,
but
too.
Isn't it nice? Just a nice little note like that, what that can do.
Yeah.
You know, and we all don't take enough time to do that for people.
That's exactly it. You get it, Terry. That's why I wanted to take a moment. I hope I didn't embarrass her, but I did want to thank her and kind of just give an example of not just around here or for you at the United Way, but just in our day-to-day lives. When we leave these little notes, when we make these little comments to people and everything, they seem a little bit like what we call an acting a throwaway line. But they're not. They hit us. They make an impact. And oftentimes, they can be a motivator. They can be that gasoline in there to keep you going, that kindling that lights that fire up.
That heat to your battery?
Yeah, something like, yeah. You are just... My Jeep wouldn't start this morning. So it's just
it was
hilarious though. It was very well timed, very well played,
out of your control.
That's good. I wanted to, as I said, I wanted to start off on some good stories. It's not just the story with Diane and our listeners, the best listeners in radio. We got the announcement yesterday from our Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer. The United Way's 2-1-1 day is coming here in Wisconsin Rapids on February 11th.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a great opportunity for, you know, 2-1-1 contact centers around the country to really promote 2-1-1. And, you know, you've got the perfect opportunity with the gimmicky, right? 2-11.
That's
so
perfect.
So that's really kind of the driver of it. But we did work with Mayor Blazer's office to have him proclaim February 11th, 2-1-1 day here in Wisconsin Rapids. And really it's bringing awareness to the program and the fact that anybody in any community, statewide in Wisconsin, we're not quite nationwide yet, but we'll talk about our own area, but statewide in Wisconsin can literally pick up any phone, dial 2-1-1, and get connected to resources in their community that might assist them. And it could be anything. It could be something that you need desperate help with, right? Like it could be I need a support group for, you know, this type of scenario. It could be something like that. It could be, where can I donate certain items in my community? And it could also be when we have, you know, we're not quite there yet, but as we get closer to April, right, a common question is, when are the local Easter egg hunts? Because that's an important family engagement, right, opportunity. So there's all kinds of data and information that we can pull from 211, but that also that gets put into 211. So it's a really cool, it's just a great opportunity to promote the program. And this program here that we that we provide in Wisconsin Rapids is actually a partnership between our United Way and the Marshfield Area United Way. And we actually serve 13 counties. So we've got a pretty big service area. And in that program, again, wouldn't happen without United Way donations.
United Way 211 has answered over 4,000 calls, almost 5,000, in just 2022.
Just in the year.
That's incredible. But that every one of those calls, let's even just take into consideration, maybe there's a call or two where it's something, nothing too tense or too serious. By the law of averages, there's going to be some calls in there that are you know, important. And needed. And as much as it's important to find the Easter egg hunt and things like that, the 211 does such a great job as well of helping communities and in towns and cities and families, you know, get that information that they need. And the other thing that I really appreciate is, if we can't find it at 211, we'll hunt it down. We'll figure it out. We're not going to just, oh, sorry, good luck.
You know? And that really is the goal of the resource specialist, that answer is to find something. And unfortunately, you know, there is the occasion where that doesn't happen. But I guess, you know, by someone calling and asking, what it does for us is it helps us track unmet needs. And so then we start to, you know, perhaps see a pattern and then identify where, you know, we might have something that needs to be addressed in the community if we start seeing some patterns of areas where programs are missing.
Terry, if you don't mind, and certainly not asking any specifics or too detailed things, but how did that go working with the mayor on this? I've never talked to anybody about how you get a national day of things.
Do the proclamation? You know,
yeah, a proclamation.
So we work with the mayor's assistant, Emily Kent, and you know, just to make the arrangement. And so I think this is a pretty standard kind of thing that, you know, if you have an occasion for something that is for the benefit of the community and for the good of the community, then, you know, the proclamation can be made public. It's really an affirmation, I think, on the part of the city, saying that they believe in the 211 program and validate the 211 program. So, you know, we just had a photo opportunity then with the mayor and with Amy, our 211 director, and just really an opportunity to promote, you know, what's coming up next Saturday.
Yeah. And shout out to Amy, too. I want to say, you know, been doing it for a long time over there with the 211 and doing a great job at it, too. It's always been one of the resources that I've heard in town for people that, you know, if you have a question. I know when we first moved here, those kind of things. Like, I just know so many families that move here, and that's one of the first things that gets suggested to them. If you're interested, if I don't know the information, that's where I recommend them.
And that's really our goal, is to get people telling others, because sometimes it feels like it's the best kept secret.
Yes.
You know, and not intentionally on our part. But, you know, it's really a real time resource guide, right? Like, you remember back in the day when there was, you know, a guide for this and a printed, you know, like a book in your hand. And we really, and it's interesting because we still get asked to do that. Like, well, could you put that in a book format so I could have it on my desk? You know, it's often service providers, right? So if they have someone or a school counselor or something like that, that they have someone that presents that has a need. And so it is kind of interesting because we were very reluctant and actually pushed back on printing any sort of guide, because programs and resources get outdated so quickly. So, you know, you'd hate to print a book and then 3 months later that food resource doesn't exist anymore, or the, you know, so it is, while it can sometimes be frustrating for people who want to use a paper resource guide, we really just don't do that, with the exception of our help guide, which is a trifold brochure that has just, you know, really just the basics, right, of what's available in the community. And that's actually in final proof format right now. So in the month of March, that help guide will be widely distributed throughout the community. And we always have extras if people, you know, their church, their civic group, their, you know, where they work, We deliver them to many places, but of course we don't stop at every single building, so people can let us know if they need or want those. And we also send them home with every elementary age child in their you know, take home folder. So you might not have a need in that moment, but it's kind of just an easy, you know, little trifold. You can just tuck it away somewhere so that you have it when you or someone that you care about needs it.
And, of course, the got some other things going on with the United Way. We have the Cabin Fever Challenges. That wrapped up?
It's just starting. The month of February. Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, like today, probably not a lot of people are doing outside stuff.
Probably.
But Cabin Fever Challenge did just kick off on February 1st. So this is a bingo card style event where we encourage you to you know, try new things. And they're not all outside. I was just kind of teasing. Yeah, yeah. But there are outside opportunities. And you really can fill your bingo card with any activities, but we do give you literally a whole page of ideas. And we kind of, you know, have the different, so it spells cabin across the top, right? So yeah. C, you know, is community or, you know, so each heading has its own little kind of topic area.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the
goal.
You want
me to go through those?
Sure.
C is for caring for the community. A is activity. B is building skills. I is interests and hobbies. N, try something new.
Yeah. So that's the goal, right? Mm-hmm. Is under N, because there's five squares that you would actually try five new things. But all completed bingo cards need to be into the United Way by March 3rd. And then we have a drawing and we've got some really awesome prize baskets. I mean, this isn't like a one little prize.
No,
this is
no.
a whole like laundry basket full. And then we also have something new, a new component this year, is that classroom teachers could do this with their class.
That's cool.
Then Rockies has donated a pizza party.
Nice.
So then the winning class can get a pizza party.
Ooh.
So, you know, another layer. So
class.
Super
so
fun.
That only means like kids in grade school and stuff. Like, all right. Fine.
If you want to do it with your acting class.
I'm trying to think of a way to sneak that in.
You could submit that.
Power of the Purse also going on.
Yeah, right? Power of the Purse will be coming up on March 14th. So we've got a little ways till that, but the tickets are on sale now. So I encourage you to get those. We have pre-event raffle tickets that are available. We also have next Wednesday is our annual meeting.
Yeah.
That's at 5 p.m. at Prevail Bank in the lower level. And that is, you know, really our only orders of business there are honoring and outgoing directors, and then voting in our new officers and our new directors for the upcoming year for 3-year terms. And then we also have a couple of small bylaw changes, and then that kind of puts a wrap on that meeting. And, you know, we move into another exciting year. Our funding application for 2024 for partner programs actually opened up on February 1st.
Huh.
So that is happening right now, runs through February 28th. So basically, agencies that are looking for program funding have the month of February to complete that funding application and get it in. And, you know, I'm not sure if we could cram one more thing in there.
Go for it.
But, no, I'm saying before we, like, are exhausted and hit the wall.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant before the break.
But no, I'll just keep talking. You'll just have to shut it off.
Sure.
But we also are running, our board is doing a calendar raffle.
Oh.
And so that is for the month of April. We will do a drawing every day for cash prizes. But
nice.
The tickets are on sale now. And we do have them at the United Way office. And they're super inexpensive. They're $10 each or three for 20.
Mm.
When your name gets drawn, your ticket goes back in and you, you know, you can get drawn again. And we have $2,000 worth of prizes, all that were sponsored by local businesses. So this is a great addition and hopefully the nice little bow on top of our campaign. This will be the wrap up of that. Those dollars from the raffle will go toward the last fall's campaign. And then we should be 100%.
Oh, here's hoping. That's awesome to hear. That's really cool to hear. I love that. We're looking forward to being a part of so many of these things. And a big shout out to all these sponsors and community members. When Terry's talking about like the Cabin Fever Challenge and the prizes that are awarded and so many of these things, that's the community stepping up. And they go above and beyond. She's not kidding when she's talking about these things that are given away. Whenever we're talking about an event with the United Way, the baskets, different things like that, like they go above and beyond.
You know, James, we also have on February 15th, we have the Finance Investment Challenge Bowl also. This is a competition for high school students. They have teams, they assemble teams of four, and they come. We host it at Mid-State Technical College, and it is where they, you know, really kind of test their financial skills, right? In a quiz bowl kind of format.
I like it.
But our capacity is 20 teams, and we have like 18 right now.
Right on. Awesome.
So, and a few more coming. So that's a great, you know, really, really good thing. And that probably, that's been on, you know, Ben has been working really hard at that. And so looking forward to seeing what that brings. But that's probably why I've been talking about March, because February is full.
Yes, right.
That's why that I think it's sense. March.
Yeah. that's fantastic. All of that is great. And you can find out more about all of those things by going to uwswac.org. Be sure to go there. Bookmark the page. Be sure to also follow the United Way on Facebook and other social media outlets. It's a great way to keep up on things over there, especially with things so much going on. You're going to need it. You're going to need it to help you keep everything in line and keep that checks and balance. That's such cool. That event that you mentioned there.
Oh, the Finance the Investment Challenge.
That is a really cool
idea.
It
is cool. I like that. Yeah. This will be the third one. So.
You ever watch like Celebrity Jeopardy or when the kids on Jeopardy have like the college kids come in and stuff? I think those are some of my favorite.
Isn't that cool?
I really
agree.
Like that. I know a lot of people don't like the Celebrity Jeopardy and like they think they dumb it down or whatever. Like, I don't know. I kind of enjoy some of that.
I do too.
Especially because of those things. I'll be honest. I'm not smart enough to play along with Jeopardy. I'm not the guy that throws answers.
Yeah,
at
it's not fun when you can't play along.
I don't enjoy it as much, but I do. I love learning. So I have no problem like watching and just taking things in. With the Celebrity Jeopardy, the kids won and stuff.
Yeah, I
feel like I can actually chime in. Like I can hang with these people a little bit. We will take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into our National Day of Calendar, and a little bit later, I'm going to talk about how Quebec dealt with Groundhog Day. This got to talk about that. I have to talk about it at least. That's coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. We seem to be having some issues where we're not on the radio, but we are streaming right now.
Are we censored?
Yeah, that'd be. Boy, if I've waited 20 years to be able to do that show, Terry. That show's coming one day. Just I don't think it's today, but it's okay. It'll be around the corner.
All right.
But the show must go on, so we'll go ahead and continue on here. And behind the scenes, we are working, trying to get it back on the radio. We do appreciate our listeners out there hanging with us. And do encourage you to download the Civic Media app. It is a great way to stream us and to keep us with you all the time. You should always be able to get us streaming-wise.
Yep, just go to WFHR.com.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 3rd, 2023. There's a couple of good ones on here. Let me see. There is... National Wear Red Day.
Yeah, where were we?
Neither of us are in red here. Yeah. I don't know why National Wear Red Day. Let me see.
February, is it Heart Health Month? No? Yeah, National Heart, Lung and Blood Institute.
There you go. Okay. Wearing the color red can also help to support an important cause, bringing awareness to diseases that kill hundreds of thousands of women every year. Heart disease is the main one that we're talking about with this. So that's
okay, I'll be back. I got to go change.
Yeah, all right. Tara, I'll be back. She's not coming back. I don't blame her.
It's going to be a quiet ride.
It's way too crazy.
There's no radio.
Yeah, there's no radio. National Working Naked Day. Hey,
United Way employees, strike this.
Yeah, WFHR employees, WIRI employees, everybody under the Civic Media umbrella, pretty much, ignore this.
Maybe that's why we're not on the air.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Nobody wanted to listen to that. Like, I know I don't see it, but I don't want to hear it either.
Nobody wanted it to be encouraged.
Yes. It's true that when most people think about work, nakedness isn't the first thing that comes to mind. But what about choosing to think about working from home? Still no? Well, for those people who do work from home, they could, in theory, work naked because really, this is horrible.
Okay,
people have gotten canceled over this.
I've got so many things I want to say right now, I think I can't.
I'm moving on. I don't know about this one.
If you had an office at home, even if you didn't have an office at home, what if you work at home and you just kind of use your kitchen table, right? Like there's no other people there or whatever? Mm-hmm. Would you seriously sit there naked?
Nope. every week, at least three or four times a week, I am on Skype or Zoom or something teaching a class to younger people. I'm not getting canceled.
Even if it was old people. Nah,
I don't, aliens, animals, I don't care. I don't even feel comfortable being naked around my dog. Like, no, I'm not doing this. No. There should be a line. I'm not like a prude or anything like that. I think the human body's beautiful.
I mean.
But in context, like in within reason, when I'm expecting it.
I will argue the guy in the picture does have a necktie on. So does that really count as naked?
I feel like one piece of clothing clothing does save you a little bit. It's got to be the right piece of clothing.
A loincloth? Yeah.
Yes. World Read Aloud Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
I like
Grab
this
your
one.
Kiddos and read, no matter what age, read a book out loud today.
There is nothing like reading to a child. Got to do this a little while ago, and just every time I've gotten to do it in my life, I've felt fortunate. From reading to my brother and sister when they were little, to my own kids, to
well, I don't
just
know all
nephews.
Of your children, but I'm sure that your oldest would love to read out loud with you today.
Maybe I'll have to check it out.
That'd be cool.
Knowing Bria, she'd put up with it. She did set the phone down. No, she wouldn't do that.
Yes. Well, yeah, but you know, how would you know?
Yeah, I wouldn't know. Still mean some. National Bubblegum Day.
I like bubblegum. Like
love
pink,
gum.
But like actual pink bubblegum.
Yes, the original league, flavor.
Yeah, or Big League Chew bubblegum is good.
Oh, I can
the,
eat Big
actually,
League
the
Chew
grape is good too. A Big League Chew.
I used to love green apple, not as much anymore.
Oh, yeah, no, I can't remember that one.
That was more of what I don't like sour things anymore, I notice. But I do, Big League
Says
Chew.
Says the guy with a big bag of Skittles.
Yeah. Big League Chew is a great one. The gum that you got in baseball packs.
Yeah, but for like what? 90 seconds?
Oh, yeah. It was only 90 seconds.
And then the
but
flavor
was
gone, and
seconds.
It was, like, so hard, you have a jaw ache. Like, you leave with TMJ. You know,
I
you're
loved
like,
it.
Ah.
Oh, I loved it.
But you're right. That is good. And that was always, and it was always chalky. Remember that?
It was so chalky.
Yeah.
It was, I don't even know how old that gum was that some of us got. A friend of mine is doing this thing where he's opening old baseball packs.
Oh.
And
ones that
some
he
of
had,
the gum
saved
in there.
The...
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you can buy them online now.
Okay.
You can, like, buy, like,
it's
a...
probably, like, in little... It's probably
broken. I can't imagine. Yeah. Lucky it's not.
You know, I always liked Bazooka too.
Oh, good classic gum.
But even really, like, it has to be pink bubble, like Hubba Bubba. That pink gum, that is good. I don't really chew gum ever.
I'm a little surprised, to be honest, that the gum industry is doing so well. Well, at least it seems like it's doing well. We haven't seen like any of these companies we just mentioned outside of the baseball card thing. They're still working.
Oh, yeah.
They're still just as popular. Wrigley Chew.
Wrigley gum.
Wrigley
gum, just
that kind
like
of stuff.
Stick gum. Yeah. But, you know, you do know. I mean, how many pieces of gum do you still have in your stomach?
Good, dear
remember
God,
that old
yeah,
thing?
Yeah,
well, I guess
knows?
It was only seven years. Those are probably all gone now, huh?
Yeah, hoping.
Be in your stomach for 7 years.
He's hoping. with my stomach, maybe hanging on to it just for the added weight. I don't know. Bubble gum was invented in 1928 when the first commercial bubble gum was created, Double Bubble. Huh, Double Bubble is the first gum. Interesting. National Golden Retriever Day.
Oh, I have one of those at home. I guess I have to be nice to him today.
Today's the day. Today's the day. One day.
I'm kidding. I'm nice to him. He's not always nice to us.
Incredible animals. Incredible dogs. Not only for hunting, for detention, search and rescue. Many Golden Retrievers are used as seeing eye dogs and so many other things.
They're very smart.
Incredible
and for the most part pretty gentle. I mean, we're still in the puppy phase, so
yeah
he's kind of irritating, but
I'm a big fan though. Love those dogs. National Carrot Cake Day. That's a good one.
I don't love carrot cake. Do you like carrot cake?
It's okay. I couldn't tell you the last time I had it.
I would probably not make it. Like, I don't, you know what I mean, no one in my house loves it enough for that, but if I was offered it, I would eat a piece. But I can handle the shredded carrots in it. I'm fine with that. But when there's chunks of, like, raisins and nuts in there.
No. That's mean.
I can handle the carrots. But the rest.
It's actually mean to the cake. It's actually mean to do that to cake. No cake has ever asked for raisins in it. None.
Bleh.
And I don't even hate raisins. I actually don't mind raisins, but I like them by themselves.
That's not right.
I don't like raisins when I'm trying to eat, like, something sweet.
It's like cake.
Yes. National Women Physicians Day.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. As the opportunities for women in the medical field have continued to increase for the past half centuries, reports show that the number of female doctors continues to grow in most westernized countries throughout the globe. Plus, as of 2019, the number of female medical students in the United States was higher than the male medical student counterparts. While that is a great thing to see, we had Mid-State in yesterday, and we were focused the complete time on the nursing program. And they're needing people. They need people in that industry. And, you know, I encourage people out there, especially if you are a younger person and you're on the fence about your field, you know, reach out to Mid-State. Find out if that's a great career for you.
And that simulation center that they have in Aspires Riverview is, like, top-notch, state-of-the-art. You would be challenged to find something. They have... mannequins in there that can give birth. It is so cool that they can, you know what I mean, have these real life experiences as part of their training. I think it's just amazing. But that simulation center is really awesome. So, yeah, if you've ever thought nursing is a path, now's the time.
I haven't always been comfortable around doctors and nurses, but I'll say that, you know, I'd feel confident around anybody that was, got their schooling at MedStay.
Well, yeah, clearly you haven't been comfortable. You thought you should be born in a living room. Just started right at the beginning.
That's hilarious. Especially earlier this week, I can't remember what it even was, but I said or did something that was a little bit of a dig at my mom, just teasing her or something like that. She looks at me and just says, couch. Like, immediately I felt the guilt. See? And the shame. Like, immediately. Like that. Yeah. The day the music died. I believe that, yes, early in the days of rock and roll, the popular style of music that emerged in the United States in the mid-1950s, a tragic and fatal plane crash was the cause of death for three famous musicians as well as their pilot. On February 3rd, 1959, Ritchie Valens, Buddy Holly, and J.P. Richardson were on an airplane as their bands were touring across the Midwest, running into a thick winter storm over Iowa. Their plane went down in a cornfield, and the three musicians were all taken, along with the pilot Roger Peterson. Rock and roll fans all over the U.S. grieved the loss of these men, with several songs and movies being made in the years following. I don't think, like, I can remember when Stevie Ray Vaughan passed. He was him, Carlos Santana, like my favorite guitar players. And it was in state here, I believe, his plane crash. And that was probably the first time I remember something like that. John Denver much later. Mm-hmm. It speaks to what it is to be a musician, what it is to be an artist. You have to tour. That's the only way you make money. And it's not a coincidence that we've lost a lot of musicians to this. This was the beginning of that. And it's a shame. It's a sadness. It's also something to – there's also something to be said, I think, for the way nobody told us to carry on this story or to write songs about it or plays or any of these things. And we've carried this moment on to the point where I made a reference, I want to say a year ago, to some of my students and immediately was like ready to explain what it was. And they knew. And right they away, knew. One of my students said, oh, yeah, Big Bopper. Like, I love the name. Oh, you said, I love the name Big Bopper. And I was just kind of taken back. Like, they're 19, 20
years
old.
And you're like, this is refreshing, right?
Yes. How many times I make a reference and they have no idea what I'm talking about. That one they get.
Yeah.
But that speaks to how important the day was. Let's see. National Give Kids a Smile Day.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one. Take a cruise day.
Okay.
Maybe.
maybe. Let's
I don't
go.
Know. I don't know. If
We're
I,
not even on the air.
No. Why not? You got a point there.
Let's go.
If we're streaming, we should be able to bring this with us everywhere.
Yeah.
Grab your microphone. We're going.
We don't even need our mic. We can probably just do it through our phones, I'm guessing.
Yes. It is Feed the Birds Day. That's any day. That's a good one.
But you know what? If you feed them, then feed them all the time. Don't be cruel. Don't have them come to you as a food source, and then you decide you're not going to feed them anymore.
Wonderful
because they
point.
Rely on that, right? So if you're going to feed them, feed them.
That's a really good point. Yeah. And especially if you can this time of year, very needed.
Yeah.
Very needed by them and greatly appreciated by them. And, jeez, it's doggy date night.
Oh.
I'm almost glad we're not on the air. I'm almost when things tend to get busy, it's easy for men or women, women's best friend, to get overlooked in the chaos of in fullness of life. Doggy date night is here to act as the perfect reminder to spend some time with your loyal furry friend.
Yeah, you know, take them for a walk right now. Minus 30.
Yeah. hanging out with your dog, playing with your dog a little bit is never a bad idea, especially on days like this, times like this when they can't get outside as much. It really keeps them active, keeps their brains active.
Oh, sure.
It's really good for them. And you may actually have a little fun yourself, which is great for people like me that are way too serious.
Well, and they always love you, right?
Yeah.
No matter what's going on. They always love you, and they always need you.
Incredible, incredible creatures. You're so right. We'll take a break. We'll come back after Melissa's news, and we'll get into how Quebec handled their Groundhog Day. That's all coming up for you on Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. That got me. I didn't expect this. Yeah. I'm trying to place what this even is. I know
right,
I should
Seth,
know it.
If you're still in the building, yeah, you should probably come explain
yeah,
this one.
You got to explain this. Welcome to mornings here at WFHR. Those that could be with us, welcome. Good morning to all of our streamers out there. We greatly appreciate you. I'm not sure if we're back on or not. Not that anybody can hear me on radio saying this, because that's the issue, of course.
Unless we are back on.
If it did get back through, I'm guessing that in years past when this kind of thing have happened on days like this, our transmitter is a little frozen, a little cold over there. Not sure if that's it. Not sure.
Is that where your car is?
Yeah, it's right there. Actually, my car is running the same thing the transmitter is. So yes. We're not the only ones having issues. The good people of Quebec have been having a little bit of troubles, too. The legend of Punxsutawney Phil claims that there's only one ever been one Phil, and he's been making predictions since 1886. He achieves his own immortality by drinking a secret elixir of life.
Oh.
But in reality, a groundhog's lifespan is only a few years, and they were reminded of that in Quebec the other day.
Literally.
Yeah. The famous groundhog. Their famous groundhog is Fred La Marmette. Marmette is a French for groundhog. But the night before Groundhog Day, they discovered that he had passed away. There wasn't time to get a replacement, so they announced the sad news at a ceremony, but they did have a plan B. Instead of a real groundhog, they used a child and a stuffed animal as a stand-in.
No, you can't. They are going to have winter forever.
They did see a shadow predicting six more weeks of winter. I think Terry's more right about this. There will be a new groundhog next year, Fred Jr., one of Fred's sons. No funeral arrangements have been announced for Fred. I'm not sure if they, like...
I think it's winter until the replacement is trained.
I think so. I think you're onto something there. You're right. I did not get to see a picture.
Is that a bad omen when your groundhog dies the day before Groundhog's Day?
It don't feel like a good one. It doesn't feel like a good one, that's for sure. And it's already, I mean, it's Quebec. It's cold enough and everything. I can't imagine that they needed this, to tell them this or anything. The kid in the holding the stuffed groundhog, that's cute. It's fun and all. But no, you can't do this. You just can't.
But then don't you get... I kind of get a visual, like it's a kid, you know, like a movie, and there's all these kids sitting there,
yes.
You know, and they drop the curtain, like the groundhog's supposed to do something, and then it's laying there dead.
It's just dead, yeah. It's just dead. What is the prediction then? What's the prediction then? What does that mean? I love the idea of the good people of Quebec just standing there for a good half an hour waiting for it to, like, do something. Like, because nobody noticed that it's dead or anything. Like, maybe he's just sleeping. We'll just let him figure this out.
I mean, so if you're a groundhog handler... Maybe in the future, you know, you kind of keep track of their age and have a backup plan.
Groundhog handler. Maybe, you know, take a look at your resume. Think things over. It's
one day a year job.
This is really what you planned on, you know, and you're like... So yesterday we did.
Do you think there is such a thing as a groundhog handler?
Well, sort of. We were talking about it yesterday. There's gentlemen with the big top hats everything to talk. They actually take care of Punxsutawney Phil all year long, and this groundhog lives a great life. But I would think not so much that this doesn't happen more often. Maybe it hasn't. We just haven't heard the stories. I'm a little surprised. I did a little digging about this, and groundhogs are very strong, very good animals. As you mentioned in the article there, they don't live that long. And one of the things that can cause an issue for groundhogs is they don't have the strongest hearts.
Oh.
So if I'm a groundhog, and my whole life I've been at ground level, like literally ground level, like I can't see higher than grass, basically. Groundhogs don't exactly look up very often. And one day, after this pampered life I've had, some strange, weird guy in a big top hat picks me up and treats me like Simba and, like, handing me up in front of everybody. That freaked me out.
Hey,
I'd be afraid of a shadow, too.
Job.
It is their one job. It is it's all that's asked of them. I don't know what a good backup would be to this. I want to take a shot at it, and at the same time, I don't.
Seriously, how does it happen that it's like the only thing worse would have been that if it would have keeled over while it was trying to see its shadow? Yeah. But I mean, like, how does it happen literally the night before?
That's just weird. That is just a weird way for that to play out. I love the idea too. of a bunch of the people that are in charge of this, like panicking and like running in the woods and like just looking for a groundhog, like, just like trying to find like a
lot. Just gonna grab him by the tail.
Any groundhog? Oh. City boy here trying to explain.
Totally.
This would, that's not how that would work. I don't know what a good backup would be though. So I guess this is better than.
You maybe need to have two.
Maybe have. Well, that, I was gonna say that, but I didn't know if it'd be cruel. But yeah, I agree. I mean, why not have a backup groundhog?
When the one you have is like five, you get another one in training.
San Francisco 49ers just went through like four quarterbacks. Like, I mean, they got backup, backup, backup. But you think I have a backup for this or something. I also love the idea, because I get the cute angle with the kid and the stuffed animal. I think you go the other route with this. I want a guy as big as possible in a groundhog costume and have him like be afraid or not afraid of a shadow.
I'm thinking you want like a full-blown funeral.
Yes.
All the flowers and a great big casket, you know. Like, make a big deal.
I want a New Orleans style funeral for this groundhog, where they're singing down the street and everything.
I think they're having winter till June.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think that this is a good sign, that's for sure. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and wrap up the hour on the morning show at WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Right after CBS News at the top of the hour, we'll be joined live and direct by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to getting a live update and looking forward to those warmer temperatures that are coming up this weekend and everything. We're going to wrap up the hour with a sort of That Ain't Right story. You guys can answer yourselves at home with the morning show play at home versions that we sent everybody. I don't know. To me, I know where I'm going on this one. A new poll found half of us would rather see our team lose next Sunday than run out of snacks mid-game during the big game during the Super Bowl.
And the other half don't know.
No. Yeah, right. Yeah. 51% of people would rather be snackless and see their team win. Here are a few more stats. When's a better time to run to the kitchen for more snacks, during the commercials or the game itself? 62% of people said during the commercials. Around 1 in 4 people think Super Bowl parties should start early, around lunchtime, so several hours before the game starts, like their pregame.
Oh, my goodness.
And if you don't want to talk football, talk snacks instead. 59% of people said that they've used it as an icebreaker before. Just don't get too heated about it. 30% of us have gotten into a snack-related arguments.
You know, back when the commercials, like even like 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when the commercials were like really good,
yeah,
or you actually, I don't know, you kind of anticipated them, like the Budweiser commercials.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like there was kind of those go-tos that you were waiting for.
Yeah.
Then I would definitely get up and go for more snacks or to go to the bathroom or something during the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To not miss any of the commercials. Yeah. But now, who doesn't have a DVR? Or have a pause button.
The pause button,
you know?
Or rewind, fast forward, which is one of the greatest inventions ever, especially when it comes to sports, at least for me and my friends.
Yeah.
Because I don't wait for instant replay anymore. I check it out myself. I go back and I look at a play or something like that, and then I'll catch up during a commercial break. I'll speed forward and get to right on time. For me, I will say, because I hate missing any of this stuff, especially because of the job we do. What are we going to talk about on Monday after the big game? On the morning show here, we'll probably talk about the commercials.
So you need an extra large plate and what? It depends?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So you don't have to leave the living room?
No, because what I will tell you is, now, this used to be the opposite for me. One of my favorite things in sports, let alone in football, was a kick or a punt return. It's what I used to do when I was in school and stuff, and I really admire the position and what that takes. They've pretty much killed that in sports, in football. It really doesn't. There's not a whole lot of it anymore. Nowadays, there's a 30-yard return, and it's exciting. You know, when we were kids, it was the big returns, you know, and all that. So when they are sitting back and they're ready to punt, that's when I'll run. That's when I'll go and do it. It's very rare to me that I see a punt return that's worth necessarily seeing. There's so many penalties on them. There's another one. When they're doing the instant replay stuff, that's when I'll run and do it too.
Sure.
Because half the time it takes forever. And yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgot that the Super Bowl was this weekend. I really did.
No, it's next weekend.
It's next week. It's not until the 12th?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was like... Somebody was talking about it yesterday, and I thought they implied it to be the 5th. That's why I was like kind of thrown. I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Well, but, it used to be, you know, well, they've always taken the 2 weeks, but it feels like it used to be the first week of February.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and it doesn't really matter to me. I mean,
Well, here's the thing about this, because I thought it's a Betty Wright story that you would rather lose, you'd rather your team lose than run out of snacks. Yes, that seems insane to me.
But pack your cheeks a little tighter.
Yeah, yeah. Right, right. I'm wondering if when they say my team, if they're looking at this when they're answering the survey as, well, my team's not in the Super Bowl, but the team I'm rooting for.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Yeah. I think, you know, right, like you're selecting one of the, whoever they are, you're picking one of those to win.
You're telling
not that
me,
your team yeah, is in.
There's nobody, at least I'll speak to our division, you know, there's nobody in Chicago, Green Bay, Detroit, or Minnesota that would rather see their team lose than run out of snacks. Like, no, as crazy as we are about snacks.
And we're not going to run out of snacks. But if we had to choose, yes, I think we want our team to win.
That was a little mean of me. I shouldn't have included Minnesota in that. They don't know what this is like. They don't know.
That's a very good point. Very good point.
It's an unnecessary shot by me. I'm in a bad mood this morning. I'm just one of those grumpy moods. That's a, it's true, though.
I mean, your groundhog died, so
yeah,
I get it.
It was rough. It was a rough day. I don't know. Do you have anything that you like look forward to about the Super Bowl that isn't the most common thing? Or,
you know, to me, it just kind of depends. We usually end up with maybe some friends and family. And it depends where it is. Like if it's at our house, it's kind of like our turn. I never watch anything. I'm just like that when it's at my house. You know what I mean? Like I'm filling the snacks or I'm doing this or I'm doing this. So I
don't have a lot of time.
So I might be catching the commercials. I do have a small, like a 20-inch TV in my kitchen because you can't see the living room TV from there. So I mean that does help, right? Like you can run from the living room as far as that TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then keep going. But you know, I don't know. I feel like I'm probably more around the food. Now, if the Packers are in the Super Bowl, then it's different. Much more intentional about it. You know, back in the day, like when my man Joe Montana, you know, like if he was on the screen, I was watching.
Right on, right on.
But just in general, I don't know. I'm kind of indifferent to it. Like if somebody invites us over, I'm more like got my mom mode on. I'm like, it's a school night. We're only staying till halftime.
With the recent retirement for a second time of Tom Brady, the GOAT conversation has come up again about who's the greatest of all time in football. You and I believe it's Joe Montana. Many people saying Tom Brady out there, but I did think of you the other day when it was coming up in conversation and stuff, and I'm like, well, I'd have backup because I had everybody coming at me about Brady, and I was counting with Montana this, Montana that. I go like, I could have used you. I could have used some backup on that.
I've just not been a Brady fan, so
I completely admit that a little of that plays into it for me. I think that
we overlook their statistics or their performance or whatever because they irritate you.
Absolutely. I make no bones about that. I'm not saying I'm proud of that, but I agree. From time to time there's been plenty of athletes, and it's not just Tom Brady, there's plenty of athletes I've done that with. There's also plenty of athletes where even though they may say something off you know, off the cuff or whatever or any of this kind of stuff, that I still am a fan of them. I separate the two. It's not always easy to do. There's not a whole lot of that anymore because the lines are blurring more and more. But
see, and I thought maybe it was like a Groundhog Day movie. You know, like I thought he was just going to retire again today.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Nobody believes he's retired. Nobody. I don't even think like his family believes him necessarily, and I don't blame them. And if I was him, I wouldn't blame them. He's kind of like not giving us a lot of reason to believe him.
Yeah, it's just weird. But I've never been a fan of that, and I do not walk a day in their shoes, so I can't even like Favre. I wish he would have just, when he left Green Bay, just retired. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know what it is. Like, they think there's something more. They think there's, you know, I don't know. And there's 100 different reasons. And that's not really, I guess, my point. But I just always am kind of like, just go out on a strong note. You know what I mean? Like, why not just leave a legacy instead of, because people remember all this other garbage.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, my dad and papa telling me about Jim Brown retiring on the set of The Dirty Dozen. And with being able to still stand upright and you know, still had his legs pretty well and stuff. And just and when he retired, he was the greatest. Many people believed he was the greatest football player of all time, let alone greatest running back of all time. Not only do I think it's pretty cool to retire on the set of on a movie set, but just the way he did it with the class he did. Yeah. I always thought that was very interesting. But like you said, teach their own, and I don't want to pretend what it's like to put myself in somebody else's shoes or tell them what to do with their life or anything like that. But I do think there is something to be said for that, to bow out gracefully. I'll always remember Michael Jordan in a Wizards jersey, like, and not playing great. Like, I remember him in that Wizards jersey. He had some good games, and he had still had some stuff in him and everything because he was Michael Jordan. But I also remember a very young Allen Iverson pre-cornrows crossing him over and just being like, ooh. And I loved AI. I'm a huge Allen Iverson fan, but I was like, ooh. Like,
yeah.
It's like watching a It's watching one of the, because we don't have like true actual like quote unquote Greek gods and things like that. This is kind of close we get with these things. And when you see that happen, my dad talks about seeing Willie Mays in a Mets uniform swinging and like spinning because he couldn't hit the ball, like things like that. I don't know. To me, as far as like radio goes, I'll be danged if I'm going to drag my career out in this. I'll be danged if I drag my career out in acting. As hard as that is to say, and talk to me when I get to that moment, may change. But as far as the way I feel about it right now and the way I've felt my whole life, I want to go out with my head up.
Yeah, and kind of just ride off into the sunset, right? Like, yeah. It's just kind of, I don't know. But a lot of them do it. A lot of professional athletes do it.
Very true. We'll go to CBS News now. We'll come back and we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center coming up on the morning show at WFHR.